Everybody can hear me okay, I guess. Just thank you for the opportunity to be here for the Show Me Select Heifer program. I was kind of asked to talk about what the program is and what it's how, and this is an applications course, how it's applied to us as producers. Now, there's a lot of people in this room that have had a lot to do with that program, and so as a producer, how it applies to our operation. I've been very thankful we've had the opportunity to do that and work with this program. It's been a big part of my personal operation and a lot of producers in the state of Missouri. Okay, I'm going to get this. The history of the program started in 1996 as a pilot project when we got Dr. Dave Patterson here from the University of Kentucky. This is certainly came from his very fertile mind. I know he went and got this started and has built upon this, and it was funded through a grant system. Until that grant ran out, at which time we privatized it, and it's owned and a corporation by the producers themselves. Now, I just summed up in one slide what was thousands of hours of work and lots of meetings and an amazing accomplishment. When you think about it, I don't know if you guys, but the cattlemen in my area are pretty independent kind of people. And to get this to happen is one significant effort. First of all, you had to go to the cattleman and say, you know, you've been raising your heifers for a number of years, maybe I can show you a better way to make it happen. Then he went to the veterinarians and said, you know, you're veterinarians, but have you ever done track scoring? Have you ever done pelvic measurements? And maybe we need to retrain you a little bit so you're getting better at this. Then we had to tie in the livestock specialist to bring him in to pass that information down to us, to make this all happen, and then bring everybody together to do the exact same thing across the entire state of Missouri. And I'm very thankful that they said, here is the program, and didn't say, let's just start a program and you can all have input into it. We'd probably still be in a committee meeting if we did that. We developed a program that works for us as a management to develop our heifers in a very efficient way to help us in our operations. Right. Oh, excuse me. I'm going real fast. We elected a board of directors when we started this as a corporation. We have an annual meeting. And you can tell how much value it has for producers because for 5 years, this service was provided free to us, and we actually voted to charge ourselves to keep it going. So it has value when you can get something free and then end up having to pay for it to keep it going. So we have fees at pre-breeding. And when we tag these heifers with our Show Me Select tag, that is a trademark tag. We're very proud of that trademark, and we're going to defend that trademark and the quality that that stands for. Our current president is Ed Jackson. Our vice president is Nola Kleibaker. And we, as of January, Judy Burton is our secretary of treasurer and data coordinator, and we're in the process of redoing our database so that it will be a lot more function to us, but we have tremendous amount of data on a lot of cattle. Show Me Select is the only statewide on-farm heifer development program in the country. We're very proud of that. I certainly can't claim any credit for starting that. It has been a great opportunity for us, and it's been now known throughout the country, but we're very proud of that in our operation. Since Dr. Weber said some of this in his presentation to Dr. Patterson today, but since 97, there's been 685 farms, 199 veterinarians, 90,888 heifers go through the program. That's a significant number I want you to remember. 10 regional coordinators and 17 livestock specialists involved. We've had 100 sales. Now, we have three locations that have spring and fall sales. The others have just spring sales. The spring, and when I say spring, that means spring calving. Fall means fall calving heifers. With the gross sales of over $24 million, we've had over 7,000 people register to buy and over 2,560 people purchase cattle, and they've gone to 17 states. But it was the total management package that has been a benefit really to the people that buy that, but mostly to us as producers in the state of Missouri, that how are we going to manage our heifers to start with. I know for myself, I raised heifers beforehand, and I just kind of raised heifers And this gave us a package to say, here's what we're going to do and here's how we're going to develop with heifers. His health and vaccination program starts at weaning on these heifers. I'll just kind of explain what the program is. I know we have a Show Me Select booth that we have in the brochure to tell you what that is, but we start at weaning with health and vaccination program, followed by pre-breeding exam. Let's just take a spring scenario. Those heifers that we're going to breed maybe the 1st of May, we're going to, in March, going to be having a pre-breeding exam by a veterinarian with our livestock specialist there, filling out a form, and this is when the heifers start into the database. This is when we're going to start verifying those heifers, and they have to have this pre-breeding exam done before they can ever become a Show Me Select heifer. I'm going to talk about what kind of is in that in a minute. And then the early pregnancy diagnosis, or those spring heifers, would be sometime within a 90-day period from the time of the first breeding system. But one of the biggest things is, one of the biggest pluses of the program is we get to tap into the brain trust of the University of Missouri. There's a whole bunch of the guys lined up, livestock specialists back there, part of that brain trust. We get to ask them. We get to tap into all the people at the University of Missouri. We get to work with our veterinarians. It's a collaborative effort that's really made this all work for us in a very positive way. I know when the first set of heifers that we put through the program, it's been well over 10 years ago now, you know, I think we averaged around $1,100, and somebody came up to me afterward and said, I've got heifers that look just as good as those, and it couldn't have cost you more than $100 to do this, and if you raised them, they were free, so you had to make a whole lot of money at this. So just one thing about that group of people, it's a constant education. We constantly have new people into the program. We have constant new information to disseminate to those people. So that guy who decided to raise heifers that next year, his education curve started pretty fast. So we also have, I always get interested, in February 1st for spring calving sale, we must sign up heifers and say, how many heifers are you going to enroll for pre-breed? And of those heifers, how many are you going to put into the sale? And you always know when there's a new producer when he says, I have 20 heifers, and 20 are going to make it to the sale. You know that he is going to be tapping into this brain trust because that doesn't work that way. This is a no-blemish sale. These heifers can't have a bad eye. They have to be looked at. They can't have a rat tail. They can't have a frozen ear. They have to be bred in certain parameters underneath certain bulls. So 20 for 20 would be a very good year if a guy had that. So it's a constantly educational program, I think, that's been great for us all. Going back to what it takes to go through the program, the pre-breeding, track scoring, 1 to 5 score, 1 being infantile, 5 being cycling, 3 and up, we can kind of start work with. But this gives us a measurement. I know as I bred heifers before this program, I can say I'm going to eliminate that bottom end before I even start, and my success rate is going to be much better in the end. We also have a pelvic measurement at pre-breeding. Minimum standard for the pelvic measurement is 150 square centimeters at pre-breeding. If they don't meet that criteria at pre-breeding, then you can measure them again at pregnancy check, which they have to be 180 square centimeters at that time. If they don't meet it at then they are out of the program. We don't let people keep measuring and measuring and measuring until they get there. So that is a big requirement for those. Weight, we do take weights as a personal management program, so you can kind of determine where you are, where you need to be to get those heifers bred for the program. 60-65% mature weight is kind of a standard part of that. Now, some people like them heavier, some people don't at breeding, but we know the success rate's better when they have achieved those kind of weights. And then we also have that outsider. You know, you're not just looking at your heifers. We have a veterinarian there. We have a livestock specialist there. They're observing those heifers and saying, you know, Mike, maybe this one with the hump back that's can't walk right, we shouldn't put her in the program. You know, we're eliminating those problems before we even start the breeding season. My personal experience, I put this up here because I've learned a lot when I've done this. The first year, in 1998, 5% of my heifers had a 2-track score. 50% had a 3-track score, which means they were getting ready to start cycle, and 45% were cycling. and 24% of them needed to be remeasured for their pelvises. In 2009, we had 100% of them cycling, and 100% of them didn't need to be remeasured. Now, I'd like to say to you, it was because the reason for that is we didn't go out and select for bigger pelvis, faster-growing cattle. We just eliminated over the course of time the ones that didn't fit. We kept our replacements out of the ones that worked. So that has become what was a challenge at first, just from this 10 years of this management practice, eliminating that problem. And I think I asked Roger in our lifestyle process, he sees that kind of in all the people that he works with, kind of that same deal. So a good management practice, we've eliminated problems just from the beginning. We encourage AI use. It's not required. Most of the cattle are synchronized. Some are synchronized with the bull, but most are synchronized in AI for the heifer sale and for their heifer programs at home. The sires must meet a certain criteria. Birth weight, we used to use. We don't unless the breed does not have birth weight available or cavanese available. Cavanese, and then if it's an AI sire that's being bred to these heifers to qualify for the Show Me Select, it must have at least the 0.6 accuracy on its cavanese direct before it can be used as a bull to go into the sales for the heifer program. And this is where we pull that from. The serving sire requirements is, in the American breeds, they need to be in the upper 20%. The British breeds, the upper 30%. The Continental, upper 15%. And hybrids, upper 20%. That's certainly a constantly moving population. That in the British breeds, that's a pretty big percentage of the cattle because we've had significant pressure in those breeds to select for calvings. So, Nate, statewide, the latest data I got was 9.5% assistance with the Show Me Selects, 25% with the national average. I know everybody can kind of look at their own operation and see that. I know in ours, our fall calving thing, I think Roger said we had 1.9% last year on those. Of the heifers I have sold through the program, it's been my observation that the people who have calving problems tend to be the people who have all the problems versus not. I'm going to say that as nicely as I can. All the problems, even though they bought cattle from two or three people, ended up being with that same person that bought all those cattle from two or three people. So there's other factors involved. But this Show Me Select program has been designed and managed to reduce as many problems as we possibly can, but we're still in the cattle business. Stuff does happen. The pregnancy exam, as I said earlier, I know there was some fine-tuning of veterinary skills when we first started that because we require, let's say you bred cattle on May 1, that pregnancy be done no more than 90 days from the first day of the breeding season. This is to determine when those cattle are going to calve, or estimated calving date, as close as possible. Now that we have more and more people using ultrasound for pregnancy exam, that becomes more of an accuracy factor. We get more accurate as that goes, but that's still something we try to be able to predict more closely when those females are going to calve. For me, this is the biggest thing. The SMS program has established credibility and helped us capture value. I can't, as somebody, we tried to sell heifers before this program. I'd say if I went and told somebody I want $1,300 for a heifer, they would have laughed at me because they were afraid somebody else would laugh at them. Can you believe that guy paid $1,300 for a commercial heifer? Well, this is established, a credible heifer that has all met all these requirements, and then the sales establish a value. Now when somebody comes and prices the heifers, what did they sell at the Show Me Select sale? What do the heifers bring at that sale? It's been a tremendous tool, I think, for producers for establishing a true value on those heifers because they have met that. And the value is held up on those cattle. As we see those heifers come back through a cow sale that are still holding that trademark Show Me Select tag, that has value to people because they know that they've met all the criteria for the program. What's the practice done for me? I would say this. You know, I could make a list of all the things I want to do, all the things I ought to do, and all the things I get done, And if I were a really good manager, they'd all match up. But they don't always work that way. It's helped me go get my good intentions done on this, is that, you know, I have to do this by this time to meet the program. Someone else is helping me, looking over my shoulder, making sure I get it done and get it done right. My veterinarian is a part of my operation. My livestock is a partner of my operation. If I have a problem, I can call the university and get that answered. So it helps me to get some of the things done I would like to do. One of the biggest factors that's helped, I know, in our operation is our retention rates on replacement females have gone up significantly from what they were prior to this. That, to me, is a big important establishment of the value. I repeat that a little bit. But I go back to the retention rates, because this morning you talked about maybe we haven't focused enough on longevity. That's something that's very, very important to me. Before this, before we had the Show Me Select program, you know, I had problems getting two-year-olds bred back. If I got them bred back, maybe I had problems getting three-year-olds bred back. We did some research on early weaning. We did limit suckling. We did all kinds of things to get those cattle bred back and keep them in a short calving period. When we started finally developing heifers properly, eliminating problem heifers before we started, our retention rates went up, and that eliminated those problems that we were having earlier. So of the heifers that we put in through the program that went in the herd in 2001, I've still got 65% of them left, and that's for all reasons. That's for all reasons, whether it be poor performance, reproduction, all that. We've still got 71.5% of those 7-year-olds and 63% of the 6-year-olds now. Longevity is really important to me. That was mentioned this morning as from a standpoint of economics and profitability. 15% of my herd's over the age of 12. You know, I like to make genetic progress. I like to do that. But from an economic standpoint, if I can keep that cow in the herd a long time, that's probably one of the most efficient things I think I can do. Granted, to stay in the herd, she has to be doing a good job and has to do it every year. So this has been one of the biggest, tremendous things for me, and I probably from across the state, is we're developing these heifers. I can depend on them being in a productive state a longer period of time, providing I continue to produce at least the good marginal management to keep them there. Positive effects on the whole herd management. I think we started out, Dr. Patterson started this program with finding a way to better managed heifer development. And it's gone from there to a reproductive management for our whole herds. A lot of the producers that are participating in the Show Me Select program have now gone in and said, you know, we'll use those same management, same breeding. And now with the timed AI that Dr. Patterson was awarded for there today and a lot of work he's done, those same producers are now AIing a lot of their cow herds on a time, fixed time. So one program led to moving in. So he won a genetics award for that this morning because it has a tremendous effect on the genetic makeup of the cow herds in the surrounding states, but particularly in Missouri. Go back to that first figure. We had 90,880 heifers have gone through the program. If we got 2 million cows in the state of Missouri, that's a pretty significant that amount of the herd of Missouri has now gone through the program, not counting the calves that they've had and the calves their calves have had. So this program, to me, has had a huge impact on the genetic quality of the cattle in the state of Missouri and surrounding areas. So it's created a further step in management for a lot of commercial producers. That's how they're applying this on into the rest of their herds and giving them a greater and greater knowledge and increase in genetic emphasis on their cattle. And that quality, I think, is going to continue and continue to be better and better. Now, I'm sounding like a salesman for Missouri Cattle, Missouri Shell, but we're very proud of this. I think it has a lot of application throughout everything. And it's caused a lot of producers who were in here to follow their genetics and maybe a little more interest in the finished product. What are we going to produce in the end with this breeding program? Always get a kick out of the buyer comments. Talked about the brain trust, and we're always a new learning curve. You know, we have buyers in this program from long-time top-quality beef producers to a guy who just bought a farm with a piece of grass and he doesn't even know the difference between a cow and a bull and a heifer. So it's a constant re-education. So I get a lot of comments. So the comment I always got at first was from a lot of cattle producers, you mean you actually can tell me these cattle are going to calve in this short period of time? A lot of these guys were people who had cattle their whole life, but they all had nice 365-day breeding seasons. They never knew when stuff was going to calve. So we tell them, okay, they're going to calve in a certain time. Then the same people, we've had problems in our sale where we put on the sales sheet, here's the estimated calving date, February the 7th. They said, you told me she was going to calve on February the 7th. She didn't calve on February the 7th. So it's a constant education part of this program. I love the comments of other people. Heifers wean bigger calves than my cow. We just stepped into the whole genetics aspect of those producers. They've been raising cattle their whole life, just buying a bull anywhere. They find out, hey, this heifer actually, because of genetics, she can actually wean a bigger calf than my cows. So are they going to come back? Absolutely. We have over 85% repeat buyers in our program. They're all finding out that genetics does pay. I've had several, this is a comment we don't like to hear. The calves are good, we kept a bull and sold one to our neighbors, okay? We can go forward, we go backwards a little bit, but it's an inroad into helping us work with those people. I will tell you this, our focus is now, we've got the management and it's working, where we're heading in this thing is how can we make quality genetics and show people that it truly has value. This is just our local fall sale, May 1st. Our sale average was 1328. Our natural service, those would be heifers totally bred by a bull, were 1265. The heifers bred by artificial insemination averaged 1397. And our tier 2, which is I'm going to talk about, averaged $1,457. This is our next emphasis in this program. How we can go out and increase that value and build on that. Just some lessons I learned in doing this. Before I end up on the development part, raising heifers is not a cheap thing. It's expensive to put replacement cattle back into your operation, whether you raise them, whether you buy them, you have a cost. And as Dr. said this morning, the depreciation cost is one of the biggest, second largest costs in cow-calf producers. And replacement heifers being one of, it's going to be a cost. So you're going to pay for it. You're basically going to pay for heifer development one way or the other, whether you buy them right or if you don't do it right, you're going to pay for it over a long time and fewer calves, harder rebreeds and all that. So lessons learned, do it right, buy those heifers that are done right and work with them for a longer period of time. What are we going to do in the future? I go back to our tier 2. We're certainly going to continue to increase genetics and quality. We're going to be able to verify that with a tier 2 program. We've gone to a tier 2 program here in the Show Me Select where we're breeding those heifers to high quality bulls, but now we're looking at heifers that are sired by high accuracy AI bulls. They have to be AI because they could never achieve the high accuracy EPDs in a natural service situation. So we're saying that we're going to try, you know, measure the value of that heifer because she is sired by a high accuracy bull, that we can know that bull has been used heavily. We know that his offspring are going to be less likely, are going to have less variation. We're going to be able to use that and continue to build on that value of that heifer. The Tier 2 is based on those minimum accuracies, which I'll put up here in a minute, of the bulls that sire the heifers themselves. So we're going to have a heifer sired by a high-accuracy bull, and she's going to be bred to a bull that's of high accuracy, all based on the premise that high-accuracy bulls are heavily used for a good reason. I firmly believe that. You don't achieve a high-accuracy, I don't care what breed it is, unless that bull has worked. If he's gone out and been used across the board and bombs, he isn't going to be used the next time. So those bulls that get the high-accuracy levels are used because people have had good, positive results with them. the accuracy levels we put on our two-tier heifers is direct Cavanese. It's got to be 0.65 in accuracy. Cavanese maternal, 0.3. Weaning weight, 0.75. Carcass weight, 0.2. And marbling, 0.2. This means they've had to have at least some offspring make it all the way through the carcass level, certainly through weaning and calving, so we know we can depend on them not moving a great deal. Proving value. I'll end up with that. We know that stacking generations of accuracy bulls has tremendous value. You know, as a commercial man, how do we get that value? How do we prove that we have that value in those heifers and be able to measure that? As we retain ownership on more cattle throughout the state and through DCs, we know that those steer mates have value. And so we're working now on finding out how to measure that value, to pass that on, and a way to capture that value in these heifers. I know we now have a new, and it's just happening now. Dr. Patterson is working with Dr. Joe Purcell in our Ag Economics Department with a new grant on finding a way to measure the value of those steer mates, follow them so we don't let them get away, and come back and bring that and say, okay, we know that these heifers with these generations are going to have the ability to create more value through their lifetime because of their genetic makeup. So we have a lot of things we'd like to do. I'm very proud to be a part of this program. It's been a great program for me and a lot of producers throughout the state, and a great opportunity. I'm very thankful for Dr. Patterson and the staff at the University of Missouri and Extension people for making it happen. And with that, I'll end up. And there's a lot of people in this room that know more about this than I do, so if you have any questions and I can't answer them, I will defer to them. Yes, ma'am. The development program, is it done on individual ranches? Yes, but we all meet those same criteria. We all have a standard of, in a certain window, they must be pre-breeding and all that must take place in those certain time frames. Now we can feed them any way we want, but you'll find a lot of variation in that. But yes, ma'am. How many sales do we have in here? 10, 7 or so spring sales, 3 falls. Depends on the year. Is that, did that be close? About 10. We have. We pay a $2 per head fee at pre-breeding. And when we send in the data on those heifers at pre-breeding, it's $2 charge for every heifer we enroll. Has to be enrolled or she can never be a part of that. Then when we tag them for the sales, we charge $12, $10 for the tag. Now, we do have some people, even though they don't put them in the sale, want to go ahead and put the Show Me Select tag in their ear, and that's the way we fund the program. Now, of the heifers that go through the pre-breeding, 50%, less than 50% would go to the sale, I guess, somewhere. Yes, sir. We don't actually charge the $2 till you say I want to submit this heifer. You know, if I did 100 heifers and there was some small pelvics or an infantile tract or something, we'll kick them out at that time. Is that what you mean? We did the first year, but we have not since then. Price was more, we didn't feel like anybody really wanted to do that anymore. Yes? We guarantee that they will be bred for 30 days after the sale, and after the curly calf, that they will, the first calf will not have any genetic abnormalities. Yes, sir. Yeah, we've sent cattle to 17 states. You know, I think from sale to sale, what percentage of heifers have gone out of state? Dave, you know that, Dolphy? It would vary from sale to sale. We've had some big buyers come in and buy a semi-load out of state and then not the next time. But yes, sir. He said by the use of ultrasound, we'll be sexing and selling heifers that way. We do when possible. We do have some veterinarians that are doing that, and if we have that knowledge, we do pass that on. We have some that will sex a few of them and not all of them, and so we're hoping that that will continue to be able to do that. Yes, sir. Well, we originally had a rule we didn't have a sale without 200 heifers. We've let that go down a little bit the last few years because things have been a little challenging for people. The heifers are sorted by groups prior to the sale. They're sold in those groups. There's no gate cuts. There's no splits. This is a genetic package, and we do not display weights of the heifers in the sale barn. We're selling genetics, not weight. So the heifers are going to stay if they're sorted in a pair or three or five at the discretion of the seller, and they have to sell within a certain window of calving time. We're not going to have them 60 days apart in a group. And type, we try to sort them according to type as well. And of course, one producer's always just sell by themselves. We don't commingle producers. And in some areas, we've tried to coordinate the producers to use one or two bulls, AI, so we can offer more heifers bred to, you know, so somebody can come and put together a set of heifers that are all bred to the same bull or whatnot. That doesn't happen all the time, but we've tried. Yes, sir. What's in the price of developing a heifer? Total for from weaning on or so in the sale itself. It varies from sale to sale. We go through auction barns, and each sale has a little bit of a different relationship with their auction barn. I know in our local sale, the auction barn provides two people, and we do all the work behind the scenes. Cattle are pre-sorted and all that, and we're at 23. But every sale will be a little bit different. The extra things we do to make this happen, a pregnancy exam, you know, be on a veterinarian basis. My veterinarian charged me by the hour, and we try to fly them through there as fast as we possibly can and do a good job. You know, so it's going to be, you know, they have to be calf foot vaccinated. I know when we AI our heifers twice, we time breed, and we do a follow-up observed breed on anything that returns in heat. From weaning till the time we got to the sale, our heifers have gone through the chute 9 times. That's probably a little more than some. So I had a young boy work for me that told some guy, you better like to work cows if you work for Mike. You know, so we do, you know, we want to do it right. You could do it a little less times than that if you turn out a bull and don't do some of the other things, but they're going to go through the chute and you're going to have the expense of working those cattle. Okay, all you brain trust in the room, did I leave something out? Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Come buy heifers in Missouri.